Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Any negative influence that you listen to can alter your destiny. See, you're the only one who can do that. God has a plan, but you must follow that plan. And that plan needs to be followed through obedience. Now, I want you to listen to what God said to Moses, who now is really kind of in shock. I mean, he knew he disobeyed God. Well, let me just tell you about the story just briefly. God had told him to go and give the people some water. They needed water. It was in the wilderness. There was no water. And they said to Moses, give us some water. We're thirsty. Come on. Can't you do? And Moses lost it. He was so upset. He had it with these people. He was just so upset. Plus, he had just lost his sister, Miriam. She had just died. And so he goes to God and says, okay, the people want water. And God says, okay, I want you to go and speak to the rock and the water will come out. So Moses goes back and he's upset. He's really upset with the people. And he says, must I give you water, you rebels? And he takes his staff and hits the stone twice and water gushes out. Two mistakes. First one, he disobeyed God. But secondly, he said, must I give you water? Must I give you water? He made the people feel like he was the one who was supplying their needs. Can I just tell you something? I don't know who you are relying on, but it's really God who is supplying all your needs. It's not people. No matter how codependent you can become, it is not people. It is God. And you need to understand, you need to put your faith and your trust in God to meet every one of your needs. And God said, because you did not protect my name, because you did not show the people that I'm the one, you're not the one, Moses, I'm the one, then you're not going into the promised land. Deuteronomy 3:27 tells us about it. It says, take a good look, but you will not cross the Jordan River. Instead, commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead the people across the Jordan. He will give them all the land that you see before you as a possession. And then he said, lay your hands upon him because he is going to serve the prophetic purpose of being your successor. Now, only then did Joshua see the magnitude of what God was training him for, and he was gripped with fear. Can I tell you something? What God has for you is way over your head. You need to just go ahead and accept that. God's plan for you is beyond what you're imagining. And it's a prophetic purpose to fulfill something that God has planned in advance. You know, Winston Churchill was 66 years old when he became the Prime Minister of England. And it was World War II. And Hitler had threatened to conquer all of Europe, and he was doing a pretty good job in succeeding at that time. But God had prepared and had been preparing Winston Churchill for what was next in history. I want you to listen to what he said about that time in his own life. He said, I felt as if I were walking with destiny and that all in my past life had been but to prepare for this hour and for this trial. I thought I knew a good deal about it all, and I was sure that I should not fail. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 7, Moses called Joshua and he prayed for him, and then he gave him this charge. He said, be strong and be courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that God swore to their ancestors. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. And then he says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you or abandon you. And Joshua accomplished his prophetic purpose. But what about you? Are you ready for what is next in your life? You've been called by God to fulfill a part of history, and now it's your turn. You know, I've been giving some steps to understanding God's direction in our life, and maybe some of you have missed those steps. I'm just going to read them, and then I'm going to get to step five, where I need to talk to you about divine connections. The first step for understanding God's direction in your life is the fact that God established a plan for your life. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans for peace and not for disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope. You know, you can never say this enough, because sometimes it's really difficult to understand that we were born to serve a prophetic purpose in life. That even before we were born, God had a plan. And there's something we're supposed to do with our lives. Number two, the prerequisite for knowing God, his purpose and his direction, is by accepting Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. You've got to accept Jesus as Lord. The Bible says that as many as believed in him and accepted him, Jesus gave them the right to become children of God. See, we inherit God's nature. We inherit the things that God has for our lives after accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. In Romans 8 and 14, it says, for all who are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the children of God. Once again, we're talking about direction. You can only be led by the Holy Spirit after you become a child of God. Number three, God wants you to ask for direction because he wants to show you and tell you about your future. Believe it or not, God wants to tell you about your future. That's right. You don't have to go to a medium. You don't have to go to a person who reads T's and cups. No, God wants to tell you through the Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah 33 and 3. Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets that you do not know about things to come in your life. And number four, God wants you to use the gifts that he's given you to serve for your success in life. You know, God has given each of us gifts, unique gifts to give us success in life. It's unfortunate, though, many times people want to do something else in life instead of using the gifts that God has given them to be successful. In 1 Peter 4 and 10, it says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts, so use them well to serve one another. You were born to serve. There is a prophetic call on your life to serve God and to serve other people. And when you use your gift, you'll find promotion. You'll find that God will get you into those places where you need to go next to fulfill your destiny. In fact, Proverbs chapter 18 and 16 says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Now repeat after me, I was born to serve a divine purpose. You know, there are many people who don't know what that purpose is. And they wonder every day, well, what is my purpose? What should I do? Well, folks, listen. Your purpose is to serve in some capacity using the gifts that God gave you for success. It says in Romans chapter 12 and 6, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, that means to speak forth. Speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, then serve them well. If you are a teacher, then teach well. If your gift is encouraging others, then be encouraging. And if it is giving, then give generously. God has given you leadership skills. That is, if he has given you leadership ability, take responsibility seriously. And if he has given you the gift of showing mercy or kindness to others, do it gladly. Let me say this to you. You have everything you need to accomplish what God has predestined for your life. Right now, where you are, at this stage right here, God has given you everything you need to go to the next level. And it's your turn. And now I want to give you step number 5, because this is just as important as everything else I've told you. And number 5 is God's direction intersects with divine connections of favor. You have got to have God's divine connections of favor to fulfill his chosen destiny for you. You know what the Bible says about blessing? It says in Psalm 5 and 12, you bless the righteous, O Lord. And like a large shield, you surround them with your favor. God is surrounding those who serve him with his favor every single day. And it is God's plan for you to have favor in your life. And folks, God has predestined people in your life to help you to succeed.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Some of you, it's been happening since you were a child. They took you in as one of their family members. They took you uptown. You were exposed to more than where you lived or what you could afford. Some were given scholarships. Some people were given grants. Some were surrounded with people of influence. Why? Because God was preparing you for what was next in your life. But newsflash, you can't accomplish all that God has for you by yourself. You need to understand that. God's process of promotion includes divine connections in our lives. There's going to be many doors that only open from the inside. And that's why God assigns doorkeepers to our destiny. The Bible talks about David. After David killed Goliath, God allowed a divine connection to give him favor to move forward to what was next in his life. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 18 and 1, after David finished talking to Saul, he met Jonathan, the king's son, and there was an immediate bond of love between them. They became the best of friends. And from that day on, Saul kept David with him and wouldn't let him return home. There are people God connects us with to open the door to prepare for what is next in our life. And we have to recognize this is what God is doing in our lives. I call them destiny doorkeepers. Some people call them sponsors. Now, for Moses, it began with Pharaoh's daughter. I want to show you this on just such a normal level so you understand you can miss this if you are not paying attention to what God is doing in your life. You have a destiny doorkeeper who is opening more opportunities for you. Pharaoh's daughter did it for Moses. The Bible says that Pharaoh's daughter saw this little baby in the River Nile and brought him out of the River Nile. And since Moses' sister was there watching the whole thing, she said, do you need a Hebrew mother to take care of this child? And the woman said, yes, by all means. And so the daughter brought her mom to Pharaoh's daughter. And she said, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I'll pay you for it. So the woman, can you imagine being paid to watch your own children? That's a God thing. How many of you moms would love to be paid? Some of you need a raise too, don't you? You need a raise right now for watching those kids. The Bible says, so the woman took the child and the pay and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. Imagine that. What was that all about? That was a destiny doorkeeper for Moses. There was a man called Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer. He was the one who had a big and important job. You know what it was? It was to taste the king's wine to make sure it wasn't poison. How many of you would sign up for that job? That was an important job for the king. Not a really good job for Nehemiah, though. But one day he had been praying because of the destruction of the city of Jerusalem where he lived. And he was crying out to God, oh, God, do something, do something. And then he had to wipe his tears and run and take a cup of wine to the king. And the king saw that he was sad. And the king said, hey, are you sick? And he was afraid because the king had never seen him sad before. And he didn't know if this meant death or not. So he just took a chance. He took a chance. Let me just tell you. Let me begin by saying, long live the king. And hopefully I will live long too. He said, I'm sad because the city of my ancestors are buried in ruins and the gates have been destroyed by fire. And he was totally blown away by what the king said. The king said, well, how can I help you? How can I help you? Folks, listen. Unless you ask, you have no idea if God is about to do a miracle and help you in some area of your life. So many people are afraid to ask. But there are opportunities all around us. We have dreams. We have businesses. There are things that God has laid in our heart. There is timing with God. And sometimes the people around you, you're supposed to simply say, hey, let me just tell you about what's going on and what's happening to me. And let me tell you about a vision I have and something I'd like to start. I don't know if you'd want to be a part of it or not. Folks, we need to begin to understand that there are divine connections that God places us with and not be afraid to simply say something. I'm talking to somebody today. It may not be everybody about the same thing, but God is saying something to each of us equally today. You need to begin to say something to those that God has placed around you. For Daniel, it was the king's servant. Daniel had been captured, and he and his friends and the king of Babylon had given them a diet from his table that really wasn't things that he should have been eating. They would have defiled him, and so he was so upset. He said, I'm not eating this stuff. I am not going to eat this stuff. But he was afraid. But listen to what the Bible says. Now God had given the chief of staff both respect and affection for Daniel. So because of that, Daniel was able to say, hey, look, I'm not supposed to eat food like this. Would you please help me to get some other food? And the Bible says that the man took a chance. And as a result of Daniel just eating vegetables, him and his friends, they looked more buffed. They were smarter, they were more lean and more active, and God blessed Daniel. I'm saying this again because God has placed people around you who are doorkeepers of your destiny that he's connecting you with. so that you can say something that's in your heart, so that you can get to that next level that God has for your life. You know, Jesus himself needed a destiny doorkeeper. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and 52, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. However, Jesus also had a destiny doorkeeper or a sponsor. And you know who it was? It was John the Baptist. Now, folks, listen. Jesus needed someone to introduce who he really was. He couldn't do it himself. And even when he did, a lot of people didn't believe him. But John the Baptist was on the scene. He was baptizing people from all around, telling them to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God sent John to be Jesus' sponsor so people would recognize that he was the Messiah. Let me say something. You cannot start yourself. There's a process of promotion that God puts into place for our destiny. God connects you with people who will introduce you to the next season of your life. Now listen to what John did for Jesus in John 1 and 29. John saw Jesus coming toward him. He said, look, it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here's the one I was talking about when I said a man is coming after me who is far greater than I am. Before that, Jesus was only known as the carpenter's son. He goes on to say, he existed long before me, and I did not recognize him as the Messiah. But I have been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove from heaven and resting upon Jesus. I didn't know that he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize, he told me there was one who was coming, that when I see the Spirit descending and resting upon him whom I was baptizing, I would know that he was the Messiah. I saw this happen to Jesus. So I am testifying to you today that he is the chosen one of God. There's got to be somebody who gives credibility to your gift. You know, that's the reason why your resume always has references. They want to see, are you really who you say you are? Everybody wants to know you are the authentic one. The Bible says in verse 35, following that day, John was standing talking to two of his disciples, and as Jesus walked by, John looked at him and declared, look, there is the Lamb of God. And when he said that, his two disciples heard this, and they began to follow Jesus. Folks, there are divine connections that God wants to establish in your life, so that you can proceed to what is next. God has something for every one of you sitting here today. I've kind of gone through those steps really quick again, but this last one, I've just got to tell you, it is so important that you connect with those destiny doorkeepers for your life. God has them for all of us. Some of us have been experiencing this throughout our entire life, but it's your turn now. It's important that you understand what God is trying to do in your life. It's important for you to understand that there is a prophetic plan, and you've been chosen to serve a prophetic purpose.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is It's Your Turn, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word, every day, We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their lives. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.